A pager, Voyager, and it's 16 billion miles away. It takes a signal 26 hours to reach Earth. We innovated in those days, a few people sitting in a room, creating it, thinking it, and then sending it out. Nobody could get to that data. It's a very different world today. It's a world of citizen science. It's a world of crowdsourcing. It's a world where we need to make the data open. We need to make it available. And Nick and Chris run the opendata.gov and the open data part. So we have lots of data. We take in 4 terabytes of earth science data alone each day. So how do we make that available to you? How do you use it? We saw some tremendous outreach in Haiti when that disaster happened. This type of innovation is just an amazing thing. And it isn't just from the support of Microsoft and Yahoo and Google and the World Bank and NASA, but it's from you all that's going to make this happen. So I really like what Claire said. It's not just what you create in the next 24 hours, but it's going to last a lifetime and beyond. So what's exciting? What's innovation? It's being able to know that today we're all having beers, we're having a good time. By Sunday, we're going to have a whole bunch of new technology, new solutions to problems. And last I looked a few minutes ago, there were 69 problem definitions up there. Can't wait to see Sunday, after you guys have had some more beers and some more thinking, what you've all come up with. But this is an exciting event, and we're very pleased to be part of it. And we innovate in outer space, we innovate in near space, and now together we're going to innovate in human space. So thanks for having us here, and we salute you.